It is Tuesday, July 8th, and welcome to Richmond's Morning News. I am Rich Herrera. Thank you for waking up with us this morning. Dan Hobgood in the control room, Gary Hess in the newsroom. Fellas, good morning, good morning, good morning.
Good morning, Rich.
Yep. How you doing?
I am good. I'm dragging a little this morning.
Gary, I noticed that in your office.
Yeah, I think I needed mainline more Coke Zero this morning to get me going.
Good luck with that.
I've been running around with my son for a couple days. I feel like that Toby Keith song. You know which one I'm talking about, Gary? I'm as good as I once was. Yes. So we've been running pretty hard over the last couple days. Today's agenda is the Civil War Museum, the War Memorial. We tried to go to UCROPS yesterday, but I forgot they're closed on Monday, so we'll do that today for lunch. And then what other nonsense we can find to get into before we go up to D.C. at the end of the week. So we're taking Thursday, Friday off from the show, and he and I are going to go up to D.C. and sightsee and go look at historical sites. We were thinking about Petersburg. Yesterday he came in and he met Charles. You two had already left, but he met Charles, and he and Charles were discussing Civil War places and sites. So
yeah, there are a lot of cool Civil War battlefields within 20 miles of the metro.
So he was talking about that. So we'll see once he wakes up, because he's still on West Coast time. Once he gets up and going, what he wants to do for the day. I think he's still got homework to do because he's taking summer school classes. So maybe if he does that, I could take a nap this afternoon.
Well, there. Oh, you go ahead.
Go ahead. No, go ahead. I was just going to say, a nap. There's always hope.
The best three-letter word in the English language,
N-A-P.
Nap. Yes.
If you guys head down to Petersburg, I told him this yesterday over the phone before he got on air, Henricus Park I would highly recommend on the way to Petersburg. I don't know if Gary would second that recommendation.
Henricus is good. Pamplin Park is good.
Yeah.
Fort Darling is down there toward Chester. There's a lot of good places.
Yeah, we're gonna do that. We've been talking still about our trip to Mount Vernon and Monticello. And, you know what we did yesterday is we had dinner with my cousins at the tavern over near UR. And then we drove down Monument Avenue because Charles told him to drive down there and look at all the pretty homes. So we did that. And then I said, you want to see something really cool? So I took him to the Jefferson.
There you go.
We parked at the Jefferson, and he was amazed just how beautiful that hotel was, and then we sat in the bar and had a beer.
There you go. Hey, backtracking very quickly. Did you say you had dinner at the tavern last night over at Triangle Park?
Yes, sir.
Great spot. Great spot.
That's Dan told me about that when I first got to town. So I go in there and had a steak sandwich and a great time. So yeah, so that's been our trip through Richmond so far. And then today, like I said, we'll do War Memorial. We'll do the American Civil War Museum. We might try to sneak in some more. Everybody, by the way, you guys have been great. You guys have been great giving me things to take Rigney to see, to show him what Richmond is. And he goes, Dad, you know what? I said, what? He goes, I really like it here. He said, yeah, this is a great town. He goes, I'm glad you're here. I'm really happy for you. I really like it here. So that was nice. Oh, and we went to Green Top yesterday out to the shooting range, and I'll tell you about that a little bit later in the program. So a good time has been had by all during my son's visit here in Richmond, Virginia. All right, we've got stuff to get to. Let's start with our top five things you need to know as you wake up this morning.
And now, five things you need to know. Number one.
All right, Lieutenant Governor Winsome Sears will be on WRVA this afternoon with the Jeff Katz Show at 4 p.m. We've been talking about, and we're going to share this with Jeff, and we'll share with some other folks as well. I asked yesterday on the program, and I thought this was rather interesting. Going into the gubernatorial elections, you've got Spanberger, you've got Winsome Earl Sears, you've got the standing lieutenant governor, you've got a former congresswoman. They're going at it to see who will move into the governor's mansion when Glenn Youngkin's term ends. And we asked yesterday, what is the number one issue for you that's going to decide your vote for governor? And this is what I thought was very interesting. We had no two answers that were the same. They were all over the place. when we asked for issues, a lot of people that said, a lot of people responded instead of giving me an issue. Hey, I want to lower taxes. Hey, I want safer streets. Hey, I want better law enforcement. Hey, I want less law enforcement. Hey, I want this. I want that. This is what's important to me. You know, we got a lot of yesterday. People giving me reasons why they were going to vote against somebody, not the reason why they were going to vote for somebody. So I've always said this before. When I go to the ballot box, my best intention is I'm going to vote for this person because I believe in them. And it pains me if I ever have to vote for somebody because I'm voting against the other person. What I'm seeing right now is in our audience, and again, this is the WRVA audience, who are you going to vote for? A lot of folks don't have a reason so far that they show us they want to vote for Winston World Sears. A lot of them have a reason why they want to vote for against Abigail Spanberger. But as far as having one clear-cut issue that's going to galvanize the voting block that's here at News Radio WRVA, I just don't see it in your responses. So let's keep that up today because we're going to give that to Jeff for his show today, and maybe he'll ask a couple of those questions that you want to know on the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. What is the issue that's important to you that's going to decide who you vote for to put into the governor's mansion? I want to hear from you today. We'll pass this along to Jeff, and we're going to use this to track as well. What is your motivation in the gubernatorial election? 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. 804-1140. And again, Winston World Sears is back on News Radio WRVA 4 p.m. today with the Jeff Katz Show.
Number two.
All right, Gary's keeping an eye on it. That's why I let Gary run back to the newsroom. We're keeping an eye on the rescue efforts in Texas. But as the hours go on, hope begins to fade. We'll update you as we hear more from down in Texas. They are expecting more rain today in the hill countries of Texas, just outside of San Antonio. Again, the devastating loss, over 100 lives are lost during the flooding in Kerr, Texas. We'll keep you apprised of the latest all morning long here on Richmond's Morning News.
Number three.
All right, number three. How about this one? We will talk about the big, beautiful bill. Now that it is the law of the land, what's next? The Republicans have to defend it. The Democrats are going to trash it. We'll talk with Rob Whitman. He joins us at 8:35 today. Congressman Virginia 1 will talk to us about the big, beautiful bill, how it got passed, what's in it, and most importantly, what's not in it. That comes up at 8:35 today here on Richmond's Morning News.
Number four.
All right, we've been talking about this as well quite a bit. 9:05, it's on the subject for today's program. A police officer was shot outside an ICE detention facility in Texas. We've said it over and we've said it over and we've said it over, and you've rolled your eyes at me, but I'll stand by these words. You promote what you permit. When we saw the senator from California in his theatrics with Kristi Noem, and we've seen the protesters and the rhetoric that's gotten hotter and hotter and hotter in Los Angeles, I told you, when you promote what you permit. And if you let these things continue to bubble up and grow, we're going to see violence against ICE officers. ICE officers were shot at. A law enforcement officer, not an ICE officer, was hit in the neck. They've been released. He's going to be okay. But again, this is just getting to be something that I think all of us need to turn down the rhetoric. We are seeing this thing heat up, and we're seeing more passion, and we're seeing more passion, and it is going to get ugly. This needs to be turned down on both sides. We'll talk about that coming up at 9:05.
Number five.
And then finally, Dan, I got good news for you.
Oh, you do, huh?
Do you have smelly feet?
Probably.
See, I thought I'd just throw you off today. Normally, like, Dan's ready to answer any questions.
Let's ask Rex Ryan.
Just, you have to go there, right? Just, there's a rabbit hole. Dan sees it. Boom, let me jump down that rabbit hole. No, I'm not going there with you. But do you have sweaty feet?
I would imagine so.
Everybody does.
Yeah, I mean,
you're not unique.
I can't claim
it's
otherwise.
It's Richmond, Virginia, the middle of summer. It's hot and sweaty. Guess what? I ask that because if you're going to fly anywhere, a little bit of a break for you. That's not official yet, but word of the street is TSA is going to no longer require you to take off your shoes when going through security.
Hmm.
Right? So it's not official across the way, but word has it that the Transportation Security Administration is now allowing all passengers to keep their shoes on while passing through checkpoints. No official announcement has been made yet, but multiple sources, including the Wall Street Journal, say they're quietly making the changes as of yesterday. So, is when I put my son on the plane on Saturday at TIA, he insists on wearing his cowboy boots the entire time that he's here. So, like, we roll into Green Top yesterday, right? I can find him because he's the only guy in there wearing a cowboy hat, starch white shirt, cowboy boots, and blue jeans. Everybody else is in shorts and flip-flops.
You got to tell George Allen that tomorrow.
Oh.
George Allen will love that.
Yeah, he's wearing his cowboy boots. In fact, he found a pair of Ariat in there that we might go back and get this week. Anyway, when he gets on the plane, I'm like, dude, you got to take your boots off. You got to put your boots back on. Now he might not have to take off his boots. He'll say, see, Dad, you can wear cowboy boots anywhere.
But I'll bet he had to leave the Spurs at home. He couldn't have the Spurs on the boots.
He's all hat, no cattle.
Oh, boy.
You know what that means?
Yeah, I think I do. Yeah, all bark, no bite.
No, it means you dress like a cowboy, but you don't work on a ranch.
Okay, there we go.
You know what? Yeah. I'm just stopping this right now before you take us anymore. Anyway, that's five things you need to know this morning as we get going. All right, coming up on the program, we've got a lot to get to. I got a question for you. Is Donald Trump worthy of a Nobel Peace Prize? How crazy of a question is that? Bibi Netanyahu nominated him for the Nobel Peace Prize. That's the second world leader to turn in his name to the Nobel Committee. Will Donald Trump win the same award as Barack Obama? We'll talk about that coming up at 6:35 right here on News Radio WRVA.